Israel has hinted at a compromise with the Palestinians as direct talks between Middle East leaders begin in Washington. Israel's defense minister said the Jewish state would be willing to hand over parts of Jerusalem to the Palestinians. The US President Barack Obama is hosting those talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Mr. Obama says acts of violence in the meantime will not derail these talks. Police in the United States have shot dead a man who was holding several hostages in the state of Maryland. The man took at least three hostages inside the headquarters of the Discovery Channel. Police say the man entered the building with a handgun and what's believed to an explosive device strapped to his chest. All the hostages are now safe. The sole survivor of a plane crash in Papua New Guinea is being treated in a North Queensland hospital. The New Zealand man was flown to Townsville on a plane chartered by Care Flight New South Wales. Four men died when that Transair jet crashed at the end of a runway on Misima Island yesterday. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau is investigating the cause of the crash. The New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally is in damage control this morning after the resignation of a fourth minister in less than a year. The Ports and Waterways Minister Paul McClay resigned yesterday after accessing pornographic and gambling websites on his work computer. He was caught out by a new internet filter in State Parliament, and a small number of other parliamentary internet users may require further investigation as well.